Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring the first and last top 40 songs on the Motown record label from eight different Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, the Marvelettes, the Jackson 5, and the Supremes. All coming up in the next half hour as we hear their first and last top 40 Motown songs.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all.
For a man to beg, than we, I'd rather be, if it means having you to keep, 'cause lately I've been losing sleep. Any smile you might see has all been hers. Darling, I can't go on without you. This emptiness won't let me live without you. This loneliness inside me, darling, makes me feel half alive.
With Tom Fallon.
There will be another song for me, for I will sing it. There will be another drink for me, someone. After all the loves of my life,
after all the loves,
after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one.
I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose it.
I will have all the things that I desire, and my passions flow like rivers in the sky. Yeah. Whoa. After all the loves of my life, my life, still gonna be the one. Baby, you keep wondering, wanna know why. Sweet rain I sent flowing down. And now someone left the cake, left it in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it. And I'll never have, never have that recipe again.
Yeah.
Motown memory from the Marvelettes, My Baby Must Be a Magician. That was their last top 40 song, reaching number 17 from 1968. And their first top 40 song was the number one smash hit, the first number one on Motown, 1961's Please Mr. Postman. Before that, the four top, their last top 40 song with MacArthur Park Part 2, reaching number 38 from 1971. And the four top's first top 40 song was Baby I Need Your Loving, number 11 from 1964. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring eight different Motown artists and their first and last top 40 Billboard pop song on the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the Jackson 5, their first single ever released, shot up to number one with I Want You Back. Well, I Want You Back was originally considered for Gladys Knight and the Pips and later for Diana Ross, and it explores the theme of a lover who decides that he was too hasty in dropping his partner. Well, I Want You Back was released on October 7, 1969, and it was the first song written and produced by an entity called the Corporation, which was a team comprising of Motown chief Berry Gordy, Freddie Perren, Alfonso Mitchell, and Deke Richards. It is also the first of four Jackson 5 number ones released in a row, the others being ABC in 1970, The Love You Save in 1970, and I'll Be There in 1970. And it was the first Jackson 5 song recorded in Los Angeles. Well, I Want You Back sold more than 6 million copies nationwide, and in 1999, it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. I Want You Back ranks number 121 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the top 500 greatest hits of all time. It also ranks 9th on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest pop songs since 1963. Well, here we are, the Jackson 5. I Want You Back, right here on Motown. Thank you.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Yeah.
The Supremes with I'm Gonna Let My Heart Do the Walking. That was their last top 40 song, reaching number 40 in 1976. And the Supremes' first top 40 song featuring Diana Ross was When the Love Light Starts Shining Through His Eyes. And then reached number 23 in 1963. Before that, the Jackson 5's last top 40 on the Motown record label, I Am Love. And then reached number 15 in 1975. And their first top 40 single, reaching number 1 in 1969, I Want You Back. Well, this half hour, we featured four different Motown artists and their first and last top 40 Billboard pop song on the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another four artists in their first and last top 40. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.